SBS Radio.
My name is Michael Mizrahi. I moved from Sydney 1 year ago to Israel. I now live in Rehovot with my family.
That's amazing. We've got to talk to you one day about your experience as Ole Chadash from Australia to Israel. But at the moment, I'd like to talk to you about the Sydney Jewish Writers Festival. Apparently, you interviewed quite a few Israeli writers for the festival. Can you please tell us about it?
So the Sydney Jewish Writers Festival initiated this wonderful project as part of Israel's 70th anniversary, where I interviewed four major Israeli authors, Israeli writers from different parts of the literary sphere. I interviewed Meir Shalev, who's a very prominent Israeli author, literary author, Gil Chovav, who's a television personality and food writer and food critic, Ron Ben-Ishai, who's a journalist and one of the most prominent war correspondents in Israel. And I also interviewed David Rabinian, who's also a best-selling and critically acclaimed author. For each of those interviews, I had the opportunity to go into the author's home and to talk to them about their reflections on Israel at 70.
So you actually recorded the interview. Did you video the interviews?
Yeah, so these are video-recorded interviews which will be screened at the Sydney Jewish Writers Festival. The content is amazing. These authors really opened up and shared very personal information about their lives, about their writing, about their relationship with the state of Israel, about their upbringing. And so these are going to be screened at the Writers' Festival, and I understand they'll also be made available as podcasts after the festival.
This is amazing, Michael. And we are talking to Michael Mizrahi. Michael used to be the director of Shalom Institute in Australia, and he moved to Israel. And now the Israelis are lucky because he is working for Keren Tel Aviv. What is Keren Tel Aviv in English?
The Tel Aviv Foundation. We raise money around the world to fund urban and social development projects in the Tel Aviv-Yafo area. Some of the projects that we do are really, really very amazing and very transformative for the city, helping some of our weakest members of society, as well as strengthening the city that many people, including us, many Australians, know and love.
A lot of people know you, especially people that used to follow the Shalom Institute. Can you please give us a taste of each writer, what they told you and who they are? So it will be really exciting for people to go and watch that video.
Absolutely. So Gil Chovav, as I said, he's a food critic, a food writer, a television personality. Gil is one of the warmest, most wonderful men that I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. I had the privilege of hosting him twice in Sydney when I was working at Shalom. Once for Limud Oz. And he spoke about his relationship with food and why he writes. And he has an incredibly optimistic and positive view of what we've created here in Israel as a state and the promise for the future. Gil is also the great-grandson of Eliezer ben Yehuda, who revived the modern Hebrew language. So he has a very special connection of a historic nature as well. Ron Ben-Ishai, I also interviewed. Ron also I have a personal connection with, as I hosted him twice in Sydney, once for Limud Oz and once for the Sydney Jewish Writers Festival some years ago. And he actually won the Israel Prize this year, Israel's highest honor for a civilian, for his work in journalism. And he's been a frontline reporter for decades and has traveled the world to some of the hottest conflict zones and has reported from them. And he's just written a series of three big books, which will be published over this year and into the next year or so, relating some of his stories. So he spoke about the impact of his family on his career choices, his experiences reporting from around the world, and what that means in Israel. Obviously, as you can understand here, you know, where everyone's son and nephew and cousin is a soldier, to be reporting from the front line and bringing news back from the front is very meaningful. And so that was a very moving and fascinating interview. I interviewed Meir Shalev, who's one of the most prominent Israeli writers. He's, you know, up there with David Grossman and Amos Oz. And I went to his home at a moshav up in the north of Israel, this beautiful secluded area, and spoke about
it. It is right in Jezreel Valley, isn't it?
Yes,
because I read Meir Shalev's book about his garden. So he's describing his home and his garden.
He has a beautiful garden.
Yes.
He has a beautiful garden.
He's very proud of his garden.
Yes, he loves gardening. We spoke about literature and Israeli literature and the influences in his life and his view of where Israel is at age 70 and where he hopes it will go. And the final author I interviewed was Dorit Rabinian, a woman of Iranian descent, so a different voice amongst the other three interviews. And she spoke about her writing. She has a very interesting story because her most recent novel, All the Rivers, in English, was banned by the Israeli education system for study in high schools. And so there was a whole controversy around that. So she spoke about that and that experience. But she's working on something new, and she was also very warm and positive. And that was a really wonderful interview with some fascinating insights. All four interviewees gave fascinating insights and reflections and very, very special recordings, which I encourage everyone to go and see if they can.
So the recordings are in English, of course?
Yes, all the interviews are in English.
So our listeners can go to the Sydney Jewish Writers Festival the 21st, 23rd and 26th of August. And they can, it's going to be, I think, at the Waverley Library. It's been there for the last few years in Sydney.
Yeah.
They can look at shalom.edu.au for more details. Michael Mizrahian, tell us about your life in Israel. Is it exciting for you?
It's wonderful to be here. We've been here for 1 year. It's a big move that I made with my wife and my three kids. Obviously, there was a huge adjustment, and there still is adjustments we make daily. But we're happy here. We have a lovely lifestyle. My wife and I have good jobs. The kids are happy in school. We're all there, you know, speak Hebrew. And it's wonderful to be here. It's special to be here in Israel's 70th year, where so many significant things have happened. Whether it be, the Giro d'Italia coming to Israel, the major cycling tournament, you know, winning the Eurovision, you know, all the 70th celebrations. So it's been a wonderful time to be here, and we're happy in our lives here.
Yeah, we miss you here at the Shalom Institute. I mean, you did a lot.
It's been a wonderful way to reconnect with that work here.
Yeah, that's really nice that you still contribute to our community here in Sydney. Michael Mizrahi, thank you very much and good luck. sbs.com.au